Remember free coffee on your birthday? Well, Dunkin' says no longer. And they're not alone in cutting back on loyalty programs. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 6th day of July. Thanks for being here, everybody. In other news, Threads is a real deal. Thanks, Zuck. The railroad industry is suing to block a safety measure. Think number of folks in a crew. The massive jobs report shocked everybody. Wall Street shuddered, and we'll tell you why. We do have the Wall Street Report and how the loss of tech jobs has impacted one gender over another. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us here today. Want to follow us on Twitter? Yeah, we're still there. It is at IOB_NewsHour, and we're also on Threads, but under a different name. You can find us at Michael Libby DSM. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. So now, after that, let's get into it. So many companies had it figured out. If they rewarded consumers, maybe they would come back for more of what they're selling. But things are changing, and many companies are getting stingy on their rewards, and consumers are starting to notice. The Associated Press is reporting consumers balked at Dunkin's decision to stop offering a free drink on their birthday and instead give them triple loyalty points on their purchase. On June 1, Sephora started requiring a $25 minimum purchase for online customers looking to claim a free gift and 250 loyalty points during their birthday month. And over at Red Robin, they added a dine-in only and $4.99 minimum purchase requirement for customers to get their free birthday burger. Wow. So what's going on? Well, some experts say the cost of maintaining loyalty programs, as well as recent impacts of inflation and changes in consumer behavior since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, are among the reasons why companies may be pulling back. The future? We're sorry to share this with you. Expect more and more changes to be made to customer loyalty programs, and not necessarily in your favor. Sorry. You know, for over a year, we've been reporting on what a dumpster fire Twitter has become since being purchased by Elon Musk for $40 billion. Over time, Musk has fired or laid off thousands of workers, allowed some offensive content back on the platform, and even reneged on paying rent at the home office. In other words, it's been a mess. Now, enter the most serious threat to Twitter, Threads from Meta. The platform looks a bit like Twitter, acts a bit like Twitter, and it's powered by Instagram, another Meta property. And it has taken off. In just one day, Threads saw 30 million people register for the app, including 10 million in the first 7 hours of its launch in the U.S. and over 100 other countries, including Britain, Australia, Canada, and Japan. Threads is billed as a text-based version of Meta's photo-sharing app Instagram that the company says provides a new and separate space for real-time updates and public conversations. Instagram users can log in with their existing username and follow the same accounts on the new app, giving Threads users a ready-made audience and an edge over other Twitter challengers like Blue Sky and Mastodon. Early adopters included celebrities like chef Gordon Ramsay, pop star Shakira, actor Jack Black, as well as Airbnb, Guinness World Records, Netflix, Vogue magazines, and other media outlets. Us? Yeah, we're there. You can find us under Michael Libby, DSM. Libby, by the way, is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. You would think that U.S. railroads would be interested in safety first, but that may not be the case. You might remember there have been a rash of train derailments this past year, one as recent as a couple of weeks ago in Montana. And who could forget the massive derailment and toxic fumes that came from that derailment in East Palestine, Ohio? The railroad industry is now sued to block a new minimum crew size requirement that Ohio imposed after that fiery train derailment. The AP is reporting that the new rule was part of a $13.5 billion state transportation budget that Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed back in March. It mandated a two-person crew for freight trains and required the wayside detectors used to help spot problems be installed in shorter intervals of 10 to 15 miles apart, with oversight from the Ohio Department of Transportation and the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio, among other provisions. The railroad industry said one-person crews have been used for safety for decades, as well as that Ohio lacks the authority to impose a two-person minimum. In a lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court a day before the rule was set to take effect, the Association of American Railroads argued that federal law broadly gives federal agencies exclusive jurisdiction to regulate rail transportation. It said the crew size law is expressly preempted by federal law, is what the association told the court. But Congress seems unwilling or unable to act, so a number of states have passed new train safety laws. We would expect those to be challenged as well. The ADP jobs report came out, and it shocked everybody. There were, according to that report, 497,000 jobs created in June. And that is nearly double what the estimate was, and it threw Wall Street into a panic. Why? Well, you would think that adding more jobs would be good for the economy, and you would be correct. However, Wall Street sees this as yet another reason for the central bank to continue to increase interest rates in an attempt to throttle the economy. The ADP data, by the way, is considered more unreliable than other jobs data and does come ahead of the official June payrolls report. Economists polled by Dow Jones are anticipating 240,000 non-farm payrolls were added last month, which is lower than the 339,000 jobs added in May, but we will soon find out. The strong labor market, well, it's a problem for the Fed, and that, it would also seem, is a problem for Wall Street. Speaking of Wall Street, stocks ended lower for the second day in a row, with the Dow off by 366 points to close at 33,922, while the Nasdaq closed down 112 points to 13,679, and the S&P 500 fell by 35 points to 4411. West Texas Intermediate crude did gain a bit, up by 12 cents to $71.91 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this has to do with the way in which tech layoffs have impacted women far worse than men. You may know that tech has long been a male-dominated industry, but its headline-grabbing layoffs have been a bigger problem for women. Axios is reporting that around 45% of tech workers who lost their jobs starting in October of last year were women. Yet, women make up only about a third of the tech workforce. A driving force behind the numbers is the fact that the cuts targeted more female-dominated fields within tech, including recruiting and marketing. The analysis heightens concerns that tech's deep cuts are erasing years of diversity gains, especially as cuts also targeted diversity, equity, and inclusion-type jobs. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.